Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to conclude our studies on the miracles of the Lord, and we have saved perhaps the greatest miracle for the concluding broadcast. It's the resurrection of the dead. And we're going to be reading extensively in John chapter 11. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, I think you will benefit by following us in your Bible. And we read there of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I'll read the scriptures because they are so plainly descriptive of the event that where the Lord Jesus demonstrated this power. All right, let's read from verse 1 of the 11th chapter of John's Gospel. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he said to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. That's where, of course, Lazarus and Mary and Martha were. That's where they lived, in Bethany. Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? Here they are, the disciples are questioning his wisdom. All through this 11th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, we see the patience of the Lord with his disciples. And here they question his wisdom. Why do you want to go down to Judea? We see it here in the 7th verse. Then after that he said unto them, unto his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Listen to the Lord's answer. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the light, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there's no light in him. Now, had the disciples forgotten what the Lord had said? Just 2 chapters ahead of this chapter, the Lord made a marvelous statement in their presence. He said there in the 12th verse of the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Have they forgotten this? If a man walk in the night, though he stumbleth, the Lord says, because there's no light in him. These things spake he, and after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Now, listen, if you will, please. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. As far as the Lord was concerned, Lazarus was asleep because he could wake him up. He was really actually dead. And here, now, they question his knowledge of the fundamental laws of nature. If he's asleep, why, he'll do well. But the Lord can awaken the dead, and he proves it a little later in our chapter. Now we'll read on. We read now, beginning at verse 16, Then saith Thomas, which is Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Go back into Judea. They expected a martyr's death. They still couldn't understand why the Lord wanted to go back there. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, roughly 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Mary, Martha and Mary, to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Verse 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now here Martha is questioning his love and concern. When is this questioning going to stop? Why didn't you come? Wait, we sent for you. Why didn't you come? But now he's dead. And what can we do? And she doesn't realize who the Lord is, but she questions his love. Now the Lord has got some special instruction for Martha. Beginning at verse 23, we read, Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now Martha is reproaching who the Lord really is. She just questions him. Why didn't he come? She questions his love and concern. And now I think she's doubting his power. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Martha thought of the resurrection as an event. She connected it, well, when the time comes, that his resurrection will come. But the resurrection as a person, let's read on. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which could come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth to the grave to weep. Now verse 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. This is another reproach. She questions his love and concern. Why didn't he come? She did not hear what the Lord told Martha. And remember what the Lord told Martha? I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He may be dead in trespasses and sins, but when he believes the Lord, he shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. There's a part of us that will never die if we put our faith in Christ and his finished work on the cross of Calvary. Now, let's go on with the story. And we'll read in verse 32, When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also, which came with her, he groaned in spirit and was troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. This is the language of desperation. Lord, come and see. There's no hint that they should ask him or expect him to raise him from the dead. Just come and see. How pathetic that they questioned. And this is the language of depression or desperation, as we said before. And they didn't honor him by making the statement. But now let's read on. Jesus wept. Why was he weeping? Was it because of their unbelief? Was it because of their insensitivity? Here is a fifth rebuke to the Lord. Now some question even his compassion. read in verse 34, 36, then the Jews said, behold how he loved him. Some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Here they question his compassion. Now read on. Verse 38, Jesus again groaning and himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. They're all with the Lord Jesus. Following him, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Here Martha questions his sense of propriety. Did the Lord want them to smell their dead brother? Oh, how sad. This is the seventh rebuke to the Lord, and oh, he is so patient. But now the Lord goes on. He has something for them to learn. We read in verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when they had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. That means he couldn't walk. The Lord just picked him up by his power and set him down in front of him, bound with his grave clothes. I tell you, it's bound hand and foot, face and all, with that napkin. And then loose him and let him go. Lazarus was alive. I want to say a few things about this. The Lord shouted, Lazarus, come forth. There are three times when the Lord raised people from the dead in his earthly ministry. Each time he addresses the person. Now, if he had not said, Lazarus, come forth, I think everybody in that cemetery would have come out of their graves. This is the resurrection of the life. When he just says simply, come forth, they'd all come forth. But he says, Lazarus, come forth. Oh, how wonderful the power of resurrection. And do you know, we experience that power even in this life. The Christian does. The Lord, we read in John 5:24, where the Lord says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You believe in me, you will pass from death unto life here and now, spiritually. Our Father, we do thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for this wonderful miracle to conclude this series. We ask that it will be true, that it will be comforting to us as well as to this group. In Christ's name, amen.